This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The stock market's down with an hour until close. We'll cover it all. But first, Obama's Muslim Brotherhood buddies in trouble.
Tariq Ramadan, a French-Swiss Muslim academic and a professor of contemporary Islamic studies at Oxford, has been denied bail, as France 24 reports. A French judge decided on Tuesday to keep prominent Islamic scholar Tariq Ramadan in detention, 4 days after he was handed preliminary rape charges in cases brought by two women who had sought his counsel. This is the same Sharia scholar praised by Barack Obama. He was elected by Time magazine in 2000 as one of the seven religious innovators of the 21st century, and by foreign policy readers as one of the top 100 most global thinkers. Ramadan describes himself as a Salafi reformist, essentially an advocate of Sharia law.
How many times have you heard this? Islam just needs a reform. Well, why does it need a reform? Well, then it would be nicer without that jihad business. Look, you ever notice something about these reformer people? They're apologists for Islam, or they're a member of an insignificant group of Muslims. They just simply don't count. Quran is perfect, Sirah is perfect, Hadith is perfect. Can't reform them. The doctrine is systemic. It's not just a little bit tweak here or there. There's no body of authority that can approve any changes you make. And then it's not broken. Why fix it? So these are the reasons that Islam cannot be reformed. I don't care how nice the person is who says it can be.
Ramadan has long been criticized as an adept of taqiyya, the Muslim practice of lying to non-believers to further Sharia.
Falling in love, dancing, all of these offend them. And violence to all this is their usual response. Calling for civility, censorship, silence, or respect for the offended is merely heeding the Islamist demand for blasphemy laws at the expense of dissenters. Mr. Ramadan says he is not Charlie or Paris. Instead, he says he is those who are under investigation.
But most importantly, Ramadan is the grandson of Hassan al-Banna, the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood. After the State Department had used the Patriot Act to bar Ramadan from the United States for 6 years, in 2010, Ramadan was granted a visa by none other than an overseer of the Arab Spring, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That same year, he was a keynote speaker for the Council of American and Islamic Relations. In 2015, Michelle Malkin, writing for the New York Post, wrote, "Reminder, the feds designated Kerr an unindicted terror co-conspirator in 2007 in the prosecution of the Holy Land Foundation and others for providing support to Hamas jihadists. Over the alleged objections of Dallas area federal prosecutors, the Obama Justice Department's senior political appointees declined to press terror financing charges against Kerr co-founder Omar Ahmad."
"I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world. One based on mutual interest and mutual respect. And one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles. Principles of justice and progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings."
And now, as it seems with many of those praised by the left, Tariq Ramadan faces sexual assault and rape charges. According to France 24, one of the four victims, two of which are alleging rape against Ramadan, Henda Ayari, attested that to her, "Tariq Ramadan believes that either you wear a veil or you get raped." Ayari said her resistance was met with violence and spoke of her trauma after the incident and how Ramadan sought to stay in touch with her. Allegedly, the scholar told Ayari she did not know how to take care of a man and that we'll have to learn. Ayari alleges that Ramadan wanted her to be his sex slave and that he would pay for her journeys to Paris. After she refused to meet him again, she said he threatened to attack her children. But Tariq Ramadan has brushed off the accusation, claiming that they were a campaign of slander clearly orchestrated by his longtime adversaries. Adding to the chaos, ISIS recently released a video depicting a major attack on Paris, declaring the conquering of Paris before Rome. Tariq Ramadan, a respected voice amongst Muslims throughout Europe, is allegedly nothing less than what we can expect of the heir apparent to the Muslim Brotherhood Network, leading a seemingly unstoppable hijra into the heart of Europe. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
We'll be back on the other side. Tomorrow's news today. Transmission accelerates. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I have a tendency to get into the forest instead of just describing it as a forest. I have a tendency to start getting into long historical diatribes and giving evidentiary information out. Instead of just being Paul Revere, wanteth by land, to it by sea, and here come the redcoats. So he starts riding down the road saying the redcoats are here. He didn't say, I was there and I saw them landing and they were on their horses and they had troops marching with weapons and they had red uniforms with gold buttons and I saw the general behind them, at least 10,000. He said, to arms, the redcoats have landed. The British are here. Why can't I just say that? Because they will then take what I say and twist it. I'm going to say this up front, and they're going to ignore it, and they're going to lie about what I'm saying because they don't want you to see it. And I know you as an audience see it, but I'm talking about the general public. It's in the white papers. It's in the text. Now they're saying it in the news. That in the 50s and 60s, the decision was made that there was overpopulation. They were going to adopt eugenics-based ideas of chemicals in the food, in the water, to lower fertility and to lower IQ to make the general public more manageable. And that's in Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar of Obama, Holdren, in 1974. He wrote that. He was a science czar decades later. See, I'm already getting into the evidence instead of just giving you the general announcement. Then I can get into the evidence, and you can research the evidence for yourself. Because don't you want to research the evidence, which is bigger than I can even describe, bigger than I even know? There's always endless reams of evidence. It's so gargantuan that it's like standing on Kona, the big island in Hawaii, beautiful island chain, most remote in the world, and saying, prove to me there's a Pacific Ocean. And I just look at you and I say, well, I was brought up in the 20th century and the 21st century, and we have satellites, and I flew here, and it's real, and it exists, and we call it the Pacific Ocean. Here's the history of it, and it's the largest ocean of 76% of our landmass covered by salt water, 1% fresh water, not counting aquifers, 2% below ground, and aggregate scans may be up to 5%. Saying total, really, the Earth's covered almost 82% by water and geographical coverage on the surface landmass, but if you actually look at it like the skin of an apple, it's the whole atmosphere, and our entire ecosystem is only a very thin, small area that we cohabitate upon on this third rock out from the standard yellow sun, two-thirds of the way out of the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy in deep space. I mean, again, knowledge is just endless. You can always blast out from any point and have unbelievable compendiums and reams of information. But here's the bottom line. There is a biological, cultural, mathematical, systematic attack to make having children and to make having families and to make building human societies and cultures impossible. from the taxes to the regulations to the work weeks to the travel to the chemicals and the biologicals to the propaganda to the medicalized tyranny to the brainwashing to start out with don't say the N-word. Sounds totally reasonable? I don't say it. Was brought up to say it. Because I'm a good guy. I don't have to look down on somebody to feel big. A lot of those folks you're looking down on are better than you at many things. So why would I join that culture? And then it's, we're going to ban Nazis. Well, I don't like Nazis. Well, now you're a Nazi. Oh, I'm banned now. You just called me one. Doesn't matter. I'm not. See how it works. So the FCC has, what, 7-8 words you're not supposed to say on radio and TV. It was broadcast. But then the word tranny, which was created 20-something years ago by people in that community that want to identify as women and like men, like women, you name it, and want to do that. Do I hate those people? Absolutely not. Did I ever say I hated them? No. And it's not like they beat me over the head until I said I wasn't against it. It's a lot of it's destructive lifestyle, heavy suicide, big problems. But I'm not even judging those people who are human beings. I don't hate them. I don't need to feel like they're bad and they have problems and I'm this big moral guy when I certainly am not perfect. Let me tell you, I'm probably more wicked than they are in some respects, if you see that as wicked. But you look at that word. We got a call last year and we recorded the vice president and Facebook, Twitter, and they said, listen, you can stay on. But there's one thing, we're going to put this report out soon, there's one thing you can't say, and that's tranny. Now, there's so much to that, and I said, well, that's a term created by that community. Well, Facebook and Twitter judged in 2017 that it's a hate word, so it's gone. See, and once you accept that you can't say the new N-word, then it's another word, and another word. But what? Why did they choose that word? Because it's trans. It has nothing to do with men that want to be women or women that want to be men and all the rest of it. It's once they get you. Yeah, they called the police on people that said tranny on the radio. That's Daily Caller. They arrest you in California if you say that. Once they say that, now transhumanism, if you study eugenics, in 1949, they voted at the World Eugenics Society to call themselves transhumanist because Hitler and their funding of Hitler had made it look bad. So Julian Huxley, Brother Aldous Huxley, all that Brave New World stuff right about the early 30s, they said, how did you know this? Well, it's the plan. Now you see it happening. His brother said, we've been embarrassed, and so now we're going to be transhumanists. We're going to improve humans. Well, that's your right if you think it's improvement, but what it means is take control governmentally of human development through chemicals, through biologicals, through culture, through brainwashing, through media, through education. Okay? This is all their own admission. This isn't my opinion. This is them, remember, saying all this. If you're a radio listener, the crew's just randomly searching what I say and just finding articles that say it, putting it up, because it's them saying it. So once they get you to say, hey, don't even say a word that has to be with transitional. Don't even discuss human evolution. Whether it's self-directed, because that's a very human trait, is to self-direct what you want to be, your environment, who you want to be, how long you want to live, what you want to do. It is a very human thing to be a man and to say, I want to be a woman, or to be a woman and say, I want to be a man. I'm not saying that's the human thing or a good human thing. I'm saying it's very human to say, I want to be something different. I want to build something. I want to change myself. I want to. That's what we do. We control our environment. We're the only species that does it. And whatever we envision, we can end up building. But once they get you to accept that, then they can go into the schools, they can tell your children, you confuse their sex, they can brainwash them for an agenda where they want to be 50 different things. And I made the point, there's these shows on History and Discovery, I don't even watch much TV, and I see people who love their cars and marry them. This woman loves her blender. And I'm like, that's just crazy. It's a fetish. It's weird. Whatever. I don't hate that person. Not a spreading disease having sex with the VFW's tailpipe. And the headline is, Alex Jones says gay men are going to rape your car. All over the news. Didn't say that. But see, once they say, don't criticize gay men, don't criticize trans, then they can say, don't criticize people that have four parents and aren't really people. because they're not. They're something new. Don't say you're a person. See, there's another key to understand all this. Take zoological experiments. Take how humans have rights, animals have rights, but all these transhuman zoological experiments they have declassified, they've done for 40 years. They declassified it 20 years ago, that they've done it 20 years before. So 40 years of human-animal hybrids, human-human hybrids, you know, five genetics of men, women, all of it, it's been artificially made. Artificially made. And now, if you discuss that it's artificially made, or what is it, or does it have rights, you're done, you're gone, you're bad, you're a hate monger. And that's why this is a critical area. They said, how do we get them to accept men becoming women, women becoming men? Because once they do that, they'll accept the brain chips, all of it, splicing with animals, people that really aren't people, humanoids, and then that's it. This is it. This is the total mainlining of ending humanity as we know it, and it's being force directed at our children. It's not a choice to become something new. It's being forced.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Alex Jones here, back live. There is a blitzkrieg taking place against the human condition. We're being put into an artificial construct for control, for reverse engineering, and then for extermination. That is the admissions of the globalists. Elon Musk has warned you that they worship AI gods they believe are about to show up on the scene who demand humanity be exterminated first. Now, that said, let me quantify this. The whole trans movement has nothing to do with homosexual men. It has nothing to do with trans people. It has to do with attacking language, saying you will not call someone heterosexual or homosexual. The very debate about someone's chromosomes and biological preset is illegal. So now he was a gay lad. It was a gay day. That language is expropriated from homosexual to gay. Just like no one will say Caucasoid. Caucasus Mountains has nothing to do with saying bad things about white people. Or they want to change the name of Negro Modelo. It means black beer. You can't use the scientific name for black people. It has nothing to do with saying they're bad. Because it has an N on the front of it. So once you can't use the N word, now you can't use N. I remember in middle school, people getting upset because they were doing geography and saying, this is Niger. Niger sounds like the N-word. You see the mental illness? And the globalist psychologists are running this, and they want to reduce world population. So the Tavistock Institute in the 60s, this is public, they're very proud of it, developed a plan for trans-nation, trans-world. And once you say to children in the fifth grade, starting, but now in the first grade, you're a girl, you can be a boy. You're a boy, you can be a girl. Soon then it's, you can't say boy or girl because someone else might not be that. It hurts them. So what is the key? This whole trans movement is about outlawing science. It's about outlawing male and female chromosomes. That is absolute scientific fact. And then scientists come out like Jordan Peterson in Canada and says, listen, I don't hate you if you want to be something else, but you biologically were born as this. And now Google executives, it's come out in lawsuits, and they admit this, get in front of a whole amphitheater of people last year and say, I am a golden dragonet, a female dragon. I'm an expansive building. I have yellow scales. Everyone goes, you are a dragonite. You have expensive building. And that's a cult programmer. If a Google exec got up and said, I'm God, they say you're a cult leader. But if you chant, I am a golden dragonite, they are making you say 2 + 2 = 5. They are making you, with all these articles, like they'll have hundreds of articles a week going, Jones is insane. He claims there's only two sexes. He claims it's chromosomal. He claims families existed. And they just attack him. He's insane. He's crazy. They're nuts. They're nuts. It's a gaslighting of you, not of me. So that you give in to that. And then the sky's the limit. And then there's scientific, psychological warfare technicians who are going to go in when people in the trans community have the highest level of suicide of any group in the world. Worse than veterans, farmers, gay men, any of it. They have been captured They have been confused. They are being abused. They are being hurt. And they're sucked into a very dangerous underworld of people that want to abuse them. Almost every, quote, trans person is a escort who has to have sex with dozens of people a day, and they end up killing themselves. That's a fact. And then the left covers that up, doesn't want to discuss that, because they're using these people just like Hollywood does. Just like Quentin Tarantino says sex with children isn't a bad thing if it's consensual. He defends Roman Polanski because they're pigs. And they want to lower barriers of families in any definition, because now people that have been had pled guilty to raping little 8-year-old, 6-year-old girls in Illinois just a few weeks ago said, I identify as a child. And the court's looking at it saying, maybe it's legal. Can children have sex with each other? And so if you're a 40-something-year-old man, raping a 6-year-old girl, just say you're a little boy and it's okay. You see, it's all semantical games. And then once you let them play games and tell a professor that he can't say to his students, listen, I'm not against homosexuals or heterosexuals, but using the term heterosexual or homosexuals is science. Homo, genius, just means within your group. You're a male, you're with a male. You're a woman, you're with a woman. It has nothing to do with a judgment. But it becomes this whole idea to make people victims, and now you must accept every form of trans, including I want to put Drano in my eyes. I'm blind. And the National Health Service says, yes, hundreds of people a year, and it's growing to thousands, they project, are blinded. And the psychologist pours the Drano in lovingly. It's not abuse. So you're not abusing a mentally ill person. You're loving them. And now the state pays, and they're blind because they identify as a purple penguin. It's the deep space. It's humans make this up. Sounds like a science fiction book. Who would come up with something like this to convince us to commit genetic suicide? And I've got the articles I haven't gotten to yet where they say, oh, trans is good to lower population, actually. Oh, who would have thought of that? It's so good. You can't say you're a mother or father, a boy or girl, because that hurts someone. Your identity as male or female, your, okay, dump Drano in your eyes, okay, chop your genitals off, I'm not paying for it, that's hate. And if you'll capitulate to that level of insanity, you'll capitulate to anything. I am a golden dragon. You are a golden dragon. Can you imagine a cult movie like that? I am a beautiful ornate building. You are a beautiful ornate building. And that's their whole plan, admitted to end our species as you know it, using these poor people as the victims. And you've got whole communities of abusers who are heterosexual and homosexual feeding on these desperate mentally ill people and enjoying it. Let's go out to break with Mr. Peterson, the professor, Jordan Peterson, on National Channel 4, and the woman is speechless. Here it is.
Cited freedom of speech in that. Why should your right to freedom of speech trump a trans person's right not to be offended?
Because in order to be able to think, you have to risk being offensive. I mean, look at the conversation we're having right now. You're certainly willing to risk offending me in the pursuit of truth. Why should you have the right to do that? It's been rather uncomfortable.
Well, I'm very glad I put you on the spot.
You get my point. It's like you're doing what you should do, which is digging a bit to see what the hell's going on. And that is what you should do. But you're exercising your freedom of speech to certainly risk offending me. And that's fine. I think more power to you as far as I'm concerned.
So you haven't sat there and... I'm just trying to work that out. I mean...
This is pure logic.
Ha, gotcha.
They are given that information. They are told to go with it. But they can hit us in the head with bike locks, attack us, lay down in front of military parades, everything. But we don't have speech. See, they're saying we're not human because we're human. But if you identify as not human, you suddenly have all these rights. That sounds like an alien invasion program to me. Everyone but humans has rights. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I wish a buck was still silver.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Back before Elvis.
Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along.
It's not me the best Merle Haggard song.
Before the Beatles and yesterday.
What a man.
When a man could still work, still would.
Well, the best time is behind us now.
It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Stop heading downhill.
I will roll.
by the end, he says, stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. It's so scientific, it's so complete, and it's admitted by the Tavistock Institute. Look it up on their own website. They're very proud of it. They've got it where they're teaching three-year-old boys their girls and vice versa in the UK now. And how much they love women and women's culture and women's, and women don't need men and women, women, women. We're the state. We're the psych warfare chiefs. Come to us. You can spiritually see them. You're like being sucked in by the monster from Stranger Things. I mean, it's that spiritually. Big black spider is how I describe it. And it's incredibly abusive. Camille Paglia says teaching five-year-olds that they're another sex, I don't even know what that means, is child abuse. Well, you know, she's been out of favor for 30 years because she's not a self-destructive person. She talks about these decadent cycles. But the globalists have taken decadent cycles and codified it into a religion. So Jordan Peterson, I mean, I covered him last year when this happened and right through it, but now they try to keep him off TV. And all he says is, we have two sets of chromosomes. We're men and women, and women have a whole other set of chromosomes. And in mammal species, but in other species, there's a male and there's a female. And they have articles here where professors and others are scolded for playing Jordan Peterson video in class because neutrally playing a speech by Hitler is what they compared it to. And all he is a professor, a psychologist, saying, no, there are men and women. And that's what they're doing. They're saying to say men and women exist is a hate crime. And California passed a law that if you don't use pronouns, what if I'm not good at English? GZ, a different, it's like a joke I made 5 months ago or 3 months ago. It was like LBGQ, DLZ, ABCD, QFG, WX, IMZ, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I said, when is it going to be this big long thing? And sure enough, they've come out with some new long thing, just like I said, and said, you better know this. It's a cult of bullying crazies who aren't guys that like guys or women that like women. It has nothing to do with that. They take our natural openness of the West. We're like, okay, yeah, okay. Whatever you're into, as long as you don't mess with me, do what you want. And now it's bestiality. It's everything else. And it's all a bunch of Quentin Tarantino's on Howard Stern saying, you know, a little girl is 13 and wants to have sex with a 40-year-old man. It's okay. And Howard Stern says he drugged her. And Quentin's, oh, yeah. Even Howard Stern said, man, that's evil. Because it is. Because you want 50-year-old men, 6-year-old men courting at your house for your 5-year-old? I'm here to see little Jenny. And then the left gets in line with whatever the new cult thing is to genuflect and virtue signal. So you walk into Target, it's an image of a little girl's butt sticking out, very pedophilic, and it says it's trans baby, feminist baby. We got it back there. It was in, I left it in like the producer's office back there. It's somewhere back in the radio office. And you see it. It's everywhere. And it's like people that are just in to degeneracy. And listen, if adults want to do degenerate things, that's your issue. Don't do it to children. Because here's the thing. I rode a bicycle and I've been around a block. And I could have had sex with the most beautiful woman in Hollywood, and I never did it. You know why? Every time they didn't have a soul, I couldn't get attracted to them because it was all fake and all the rest of it. And let me tell you something. These people have no souls. They're not happy unless they're doing bad stuff. There it is. Feminist baby right here. Okay? And you open it up, and it's a baby sticking its butt out. You know, I went into a pizza place. And there was a young man who told me that he was a drag queen. And my wife and I were in there a couple months ago. And he said, do you hate me because I'm a drag queen? And I said, no, I really don't. But I said, well, I saw that video you put out about with Millie Weaver about the drag queen festival here in Austin, the hotel. And I said, yeah, where you had 2-year-old and 3-year-old kids with men pole dancing, shaking their ass in their face, and little kids giving them money. I said, as a heterosexual, I don't even go to strip bars, but I've been to them, obviously, in my life in college. I said, I would never sit there and bring my 3-year-old to a strip bar. They wouldn't let him in to begin with, to go up and stick money in the panty line of a woman or a man. And the individual was so jacked up on the spiritual thing of being a woman and being into that, and we embryonically begin as women, that they weren't even listening. It was like a spirit. It was just completely caught up in it. And I said, I got the video. That's obscene. And he is just a man. He goes, well, I hear you. But I know all the top drag queens. And started naming them like he was naming to me the names of gods. And see, that's what this is. This is people who know we're an open, tolerant society, who aren't happy, and nothing ever delivers them to make them happy. So they're telling us, like a cult, you're going to worship Jim Jones. But that's really what it was. Because I said, I don't hate you as a person. And I've been around the block, probably more than you've been around the block. And I'm telling you, where you're going is destructive, and I care about you. And it's like, I don't care. I know you don't hate me, but you're not going to stop us. And my wife was basically just shaking her head. And then I got I'm eating a pizza, strutting around in front of this business. And it's just like those lesbian women that time when Shane Steiner, strongest guy I know, can bench press 400 pounds like 30 times, okay? And he's not even big. He's solid muscle jiu-jitsu all day long. I'm in the main event. Bowling, and it was like for family bowling and pool and video games. And there's these 100-pound lesbians. And I don't matter, they're women. Like, I mean, I'm not attacking them because they're lesbians. And they got duck's ass haircuts like James Dean. And they got cigarette packs over their arm. And we're trying to pool. And they're over there hitting on his wife, saying things to her right in front of us like we don't exist. You got some guy that'll tear your arm out of your socket. You got me. I mean, I'm not a pushover. And there's these 100-pound women pretending to be men and trying to muscle in on his beauty queen wife, and she just said, this is a joke. She was laughing at him, and we left. But that's what I'm saying. It's an act of dominance. If you're around this stuff, you realize they're like, oh, we get you're not against us. We're taking over. And you're like, okay. And we could take on 500 of you in physical combat. But see, that isn't what matters. They've got the media and they've got our goodwill and they're going to program us. All they want is for us to submit to them. And it's whatever they're being programmed by. It'll change next week. It's all centralized.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Just some good
Alex
old boys.
Jones Show.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day was born. Raising your curve. Yeah. Laughing the hill.
Best part is.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Taking your way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
The Dow would need to lose close to 8,000 points to erase the last 14 months' gains, but it has close to gone down 2,000 points this week. It's at 24,000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. .056.58, down 836 juicy points. And the Federal Reserve swore last Friday they were going to raise rates this year 3 times, and they have done it. Never did that to Obama in 8 years, but they're doing it now. You know, our real wealth is our genetic wealth. Our real wealth is our family wealth. Our real wealth is our connection to God. And I've wanted to root the stock market. I've wanted to root the new jobs. Trump's doing a yeoman's job, working hours that I, at 44, couldn't work, that he does at 71. A true titan. You know, most men don't want to honor other men and their strength, but Trump's strength is our strength. He's totally real. My spirit knows it, and the evidence shows it, doesn't it? So, This is a big time right now. And they know Trump's weakness is that he wants us to win. He wants to show the win. He wants to prove he's real. He's very dog-like. Second, he's like a... Oh, what's the famous dogs that'll kill themselves going out in the snow for days? St. Bernard. That is St. Bernard. And I don't mean that as an insult, to be connected to a dog. To say someone's dogged, dog-like, it's one of the highest compliments there is. And what really matters is they don't get your children. They don't get you. Russia has been under incredible sanctions for 15 years for not going along, and that made them stronger. So I want to go these routes of trying to bypass this and, you know, fix it and turn it back on and take care of the people and everything. But whoever said America deserved all that, because the fact that we've gotten so much delivered to us in 1 year and Trump's approval rating's not at 75 shows we're weak-minded. Oh, but I just heard a car wreck sound or a record skipping. They had a whole index of polls last week that showed Trump was at 70 to 79 points in scientific polls. They're doing 9 to 15 point more sampling for Democrats. I don't even know how that's popular. 90% support? He broke their back with that speech. We broke their back. You broke their back. They're bullying all their scientific evil. We broke their back with God's help. And just like clockwork. Like I said last Friday, I said they're going to raise those rates. We can see it plunge next week. That wasn't rocket science, man. It's just looking at the facts. The globalists have bet everything on communist China because it's evil, it's suppressive, it's dominating, it's totally outlawed Christianity. They didn't do that under Mao. This year they announced it's all banned. After the Pope said to all the Catholic priests, give all your information over to the government, and he helped them roll them up. I mean, what an antichrist. So this is an epic time to be alive right now. You're going to see who's who. I just pray to God to strengthen me, because even the elect could be deceived that what's coming in the next few years, the next decade, the next... I got a gut feeling the next 20, 30 years, this is going to be pretty much wrapped up, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. 20, 30 years. That's the length of this age. That's the overhang of the old era and then the whole new era, not the establishment new age. Everything they have is a counterfeit. There is a real new age with Jesus Christ at the head of it. And if you read what's in Revelation and don't know, that was a divine warning so that you'd hopefully listen, because you have free will. God gives you free will, but we're God's children, and then God feels, I don't want to say guilty, but has a mastery of logic. You're going to be given free will, but you're going to be given warnings because God loves you. It's like you love a plant in your house, or you love your dog, or you love your child even more. God loves a sparrow more than you can imagine, as the Bible says. Imagine how much God loves you. God made you in his mind. But because God loves you so much, you've been given free will. As a true sentient being with unlimited potential in the time-space continuum, not through yourself, but through the species. And when you realize you're an individual, but you are a collective, not a collective put on an individual, you are an individual who creates a collective, which is called teamwork. It is the fusion of individualism with the collective is the magic, the true fusion of the human experience. And everything the enemy does is to sabotage that innate power and try to shackle it so that fallen individuals under the dominion of the fallen one, take a look where we're at. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Deep space, the fallen one, it's all there. Trying to sabotage an amazing thing that's happening. You don't just think God creates something beautiful and magic like this with all its potential that we can't even imagine, and then there aren't bad things because of free will in the universe that can't mess with God, that can try to infest one of the eggs. But That's the big joke. God sits back and says, you're going to test that. And it's got free will, so that the argument that God is a sadist from some, I could see. But reality is about struggle. True sadism is creating robots, unconscious things that don't matter. This is the great will. And the fact that God will put us in the bacon grease is a blessing. We all know animals that are fed at the park become unhappy, bloated, and corrupt. Those that defend themselves are beautiful. Look at the falcon in the tree, and you wonder, how can something be so beautiful and so majestic and so incredible? Because it's born out of pure, simplistic beauty and complexity unfathomed. Because the simplicity is the complexity, and then you stare upon it, and then you look at some diseased, fat Japanese monkey that everybody feeds that can hardly walk by the hot pool it sits in, and it's mean and throws crap at the visitors that feed it. They give it all the food. It weighs 200 pounds. It should weigh 100 pounds. And the visitors come to give it food, and it throws crap at them and utters gibbering curse words. God has given us the gift. The fire of Promethean consciousness. It all lays out before us. All right, I got so into the news today, I didn't plug in the last hour and barely plugged one before, and I am my own worst enemy. But you put up with me, and that's what matters. We've got a bunch of big sales that are ending, and if you choose to keep wrecking the globalists and wreaking havoc against their satanic operations, then you will breathe, incredible fire and life into what we're doing by believing in what we're doing. And I just go out and say, what's the best-selling supplements out there? How do I make them even better, and how do I discount them? Icarin is a 30-day liver and kidney cleanse, and it is all the known natural compounds that absolutely aid your body in doing things the globalists hope you don't do. So find out about Icarin, our latest product, 50% off out of the gates. We also have Bodies, which is the ultimate turmeric formula. 400-plus milligrams of the strongest concentrate. Leading competitors are like 3%. We're 95. And by the way, we may have to go bottle by bottle in the testing. We may have to lower it if we can't get it. We got a 95. We went with it. Nobody ever got that. So it is the best turmeric out there with all the other stuff that supports it. Bodies, that sells about to end 50% off. And we've launched Fortified Supply. Again, about a year plus ago, they banned us off Google Ads and much of the platforms, and I said, let's create a stealth website that's high-quality shopping cart and not say it's us. And then now that it's done and ready, I just said, you know, it's not a deception because it is an affiliate, another corporation I set up, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to try to get advertising on Google and everywhere else and let them ban me, and then that's the lawsuit the lawyers have decided we're going to do. In fact, I'm letting them know I'm coming. So hopefully they just back off and stop violating my free speech. I don't want to do this. But Fortified Supply, yes, everything, it's on there. It's an amazing new site, highest quality, best technology, best cybersecurity, all of it. And that gives them even more shopping carts to attack whenever they launch those monthly attacks or whatever. Air and water filters, bug out bags, privacy security stockpile. It's all there, fortifiedsupply.com. But know this, whether it's got a bunch of specials, 50% off on our True Way. Oh, I love that song. That's a good song to end with this. Ain't no valley. To keep me from getting to you. War Room's coming up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extracts gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Top Science.